for better or for worse, some of your favorite couples made it down the aisle, and tonight we're breaking them down. We've got some big news and gossip, some new segments, and of course, our favorite predictions. This is 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Home sweet home.
Get into it, right?
I mean, yeah. It is so appropriate. It's, we are home. We are back.
We're back.
We're finally back.
Yes.
I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, it has been.
And we're just like some of the couples.
Yeah.
Home sweet home, happily ever after. Who knows?
Who knows?
But we're ready. I'm Keith Andre, and I'm here with the panel.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi. We're so excited to be back.
Alex Bowers, let's gossip.
And I'm Zach Peter, guys. Hi.
Special guest Zach in the house tonight.
What's going on?
So happy to have
Hola.
You.
Thank you for having
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, listen, it's always a big show, so let's get right into it.
Let's
right
do
off
it.
The bat, I mean, what did you guys think? Because let's be clear, this is not 90 Day Fiancé. This is 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. So what did you think kind of going into it with that gaze?
I mean, I was happy to see what couples made it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Happily Ever After, because we have been so enthralled with 90 Days. What couples made it?
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see who actually made it and who is not on the show and yeah. what that means.
It was a lot of them who made it, though.
But did they actually make it?
Well,
did they
that's the make question.
It? I think a few of them made it for TV. Like,
yes.
they
right.
continued because yeah. they, you know, it's international Tinder, mm-hmm. and now we have a TV show, and yeah. now we got to keep up appearances.
Yeah.
And they like Anfisa loves the TV time. Like,
she
let's
loves
be
it.
Real.
She's
keeping
it.
Up the drama because she, you know, her webcam show is done, so now she has a TV yeah. show. She's upgraded.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I mean, for me, this was my first time getting into Happily Ever After, so kind of comparing them, I'm trying to figure out which I like better. And I think right now it's Happily Ever After, just because we get to see like so much more of the things we want out of 90 Day Fiancé. We're like rushing them to be married and to come out of that process. So it's nice to be able to kind of see where the story goes and what happens after that part of the experience.
Yes.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I still love me some, I love all of it. I
love
the whole franchise, and I love like them first meeting and their actual perceptions of seeing each other first time from being online or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see the couples and see what's ahead and what's in store for them and what's in store for us.
Yes.
Because we were invested already in all of these couples.
Yeah,
we saw them through the 90 days.
I think that's the best part about it, because watching this, well, the beautiful thing about reality TV is you can always come in and they're going to catch you up. Like,
yeah.
they'll get you where you need to be. But I feel like coming off of 90 Day Fiancé, I'm like super connected to some of these people.
Yeah.
Some of them I didn't want to see again,
yeah.
but
yeah.
but here we are.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth, what happened to them?
That's what I want to know.
Listen, clearly they are not happily ever after.
yeah.
Not on this
But season. We kind of called it.
Yep. We
did. We knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just get into Happily Ever After.
Okay.
So we'll go through a breakdown and kind of unpack the couples as we saw
let's
them.
Do it.
First up was George. I always want to say Jorge because it's
spelled. Yeah, the way
it's
spelled.
A J.
Like,
yeah.
But so George, 27, and Fisa, 22, who is...
everything.
Do you like
everything?
Her,
I love her because she's like the hot mess that like just keeps on giving.
And I'm not mad at her because she was honest from the jump.
Yeah, she was.
I'm 22. I'm looking for a sugar daddy, and I'll love you if you're my sugar daddy. That's it. That's all.
She
that's
was
it, that's
honest.
All. She was
yeah.
honest from the get go,
and you can't blame her. Like she was, like she came into this really, you know, high maintenance. And
yeah, she did.
He fooled her and told her he was a millionaire, and like. I would be pissed too. I'm not saying I would slap him on TV, but I mean, maybe if he pushed me far enough.
I mean, I think my biggest hiccup with her is just the way that she speaks to him. She's so nasty.
So
she's
aggressive.
So rude.
Yeah. She'll put her hands on him. Like, there's no line.
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
And I get too that, you know, she was fooled or she thought he was this. But at the end of the day, for better or for worse, you decided
right.
to get married. And you're still getting the benefit of being in America with your green card and all the access and privilege that that gives you here.
And if you're here for what you really said you were here for, not just the money. Yes, she might have said that, like, I need you to be rich and have all this. But love is what you're really supposed to be here
not
for, right?
For
at least that's what the government thinks.
She right. never said, I love you. She never said, I'm coming from Russia for love. She's like, like, I'm coming for the money and I'm going to be a model. And exactly. I remember specifically her lying at the poolside saying, well, how about a $10,000 a month, like, allowance? Yes. And he looked at her and laughed. But she's clear. Dead serious.
She's crazy. I mean, a part of what gets me too with them is they are set up like, I mean, they both kind of walked into it knowing it what it was. Yeah, he said how he was just super attracted to her and he wanted to marry her. She wanted the money. Okay, so what do we do now? Like, they've been going on this back and forth thing. Linda, you've watched all of the Happily Ever Afters, and they've been up there. Have they been on both seasons?
They've been third. Yeah, so they've been on three seasons so far.
Right, this is the third.
And because we don't know what's happening. Even now, I can't tell you I know what's happening with them. Because there's rumors that, I'm sure we're going to get into later, but they're undetermined.
Train wreck.
Undetermined.
Train wreck, but sticking together.
But, so then why did he go speak to his legal advisors? I think he's ready to make that change.
Yeah, but I feel like they've been having that discourse since, like, the tell-all.
Yeah. TV time. He likes being on TV just as much as she does. He's a bit of a fame whore.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's keep it real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And his businesses are failing. Maybe he needs another chance.
He needs to pimp himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well. George.
Maybe he's going to hope he finds another girl based off of this TV show.
I don't know. I mean, he already got too many issues with girl.
We'll get to that.
So we'll come back to them, of course, with news and gossip. But until then, let's get into Chantel, 26, Pedro, 27, from the Dominican Republic. We already know, the guys from DR, there are some things.
We talked about it all 90 days season long.
Of what they come for. But what do you guys think of them? Because right off the bat, I think they are an attractive couple. And I feel like they they would want to be with each other.
No, I'm sorry, but Pedro has to go. Like, he needs to be, shipped right back. And that's not me trying to be rude. But he's only here for the money. He came here for the money. His sisters and his mom support him for that. The only thing he does is send back money. He works, sends it back. He's not interested in saving money because he doesn't want to be here that long, I feel like.
You don't think he
wants
with
her.
Stay?
Maybe he wants to stay here, but not necessarily with her.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't save money. She was complaining about that. They don't have anything saved, but they work hard. He's sending it back to his family. And maybe he'll stay for the 2 years and then...
The whole argument, the whole TV thing. Like, who is shipping this humongous TV down to the Dominican Republic?
When you can just pay cash. Give her the cash. And she can buy it.
Buy her own
TV. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a little bit. So, I'm
like... I don't know.
What? Welcome back.
It'll just be really quick. Because I know that in a lot of, third world countries and a lot of countries that are not America... immigrants, that's what they do. They come to work hard and send money back to their families to support them. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily feel like I see this with Pedro's family because his mom is an attorney and the daughter or his sister, she's like some beauty queen. So it's not like they need it, in my opinion, from what I'm seeing. But this is not uncommon culturally abroad.
Okay.
Now, do you agree with it?
Fair.
I think that we're going to find out a lot more about Pedro.
Yeah.
I don't think that
Don't give all your predictions away.
I just think that, they were my favorite couple because, yes, they were young and they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they look like they really went through a lot of obstacles to be together. But seeing the side of him on this Happily Ever After... And even with the tell-all, I was just like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, who knows what's really
real.
Homeboy is still living in his mother's placenta. Like, he has, he has the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck. Like, he is chained to his mama. And look, when mama's number one, wife's not going to be number one anytime
soon. And to be fair to him, too, that's something that's not particular to this process. That's not uncommon for men that are, super close to their... There's men in America who have that same kind of reaction and responsibility to their families and to their parents as well. So.
I guess we're only skeptical because he came from this country.
Exactly.
He's from that country and doing it that way.
But either way, it's too much, It is. Where we go with this relationship.
See. It's not acceptable for a man in the U.S. or a man from the
abroad.
DR. I really don't care.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't agree.
I agree with you. I was just thinking, it flashed in my mind. I read an article just real quick. A 30-year-old was sued by his parents recently.
To get
out of the house. I'm like, dude, you're 30. Like,
get
wait,
out.
What? Mm-hmm. Get out.
People do that.
And he's like, I need more notice. Stop it.
Okay. Moving right along to another problematic international bay. We've got Nicole and Azan. Of course, Nicole, 24, daughter May. We didn't see Azan.
We have
in real life.
When do we ever see him?
No, yeah. Like, he didn't even show up to the tell-all.
When
he
do
didn't
we
care.
Ever
he
see
didn't.
Him?
No, well, it didn't answer his phone.
So I don't know. I mean, deep down, I feel like I like. Last year, I was like doing a lot of rooting and caping for him, but. They left us with the cliffhanger, like, trying to decide, is he getting the visa or not, so.
And can I just say I hated that when the phone went out.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, are you serious?
Yeah. Who does that?
And what phone, like, what app are you on? That it gets all blurry, like, it's 1980.
Right. Yeah. And you guys have been doing this for how long?
Right.
Let's move on. I do want to say about Nicole, she has a new best friend, Jessica.
That was like, girl. Where was she the whole time?
Listen.
Where was she when you were fighting?
No, she had to switch out that old best friend, remember?
New best friend.
Remember her best friend was not for it?
Not
so well.
I mean, hey, when you're delusional, you need friends that are going to feed your insanity.
And if they don't, they got to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut.
Well, let's go on. We also saw one of my favorite couples as well, Molly, 42, and Louise, 27. Louise from the DR. Molly, of course, with the two kids. So we saw them on 90 Day with a bunch of, like, back and forth. We don't know. And then we see them here where he had come back and apologize. What did you guys think of seeing them on the journey to happily ever after?
I don't think he learned his lesson. I still do not see him building a relationship with her kids.
Yeah, he's not down.
He's not.
He's for the green
card. Even when
she was
having him repeat what she wanted him to say.
Yeah,
like,
she was.
I'm going to try. She said, don't say try. Like, he does not care.
Yeah.
And if you have to force someone to care, like, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a bond. So,
yeah,
I mean,
and even
Molly.
Even with the apology, he's like, yeah, Molly is making me
apologize.
Yeah.
That's so true. Okay. I mean, I still think there's a youthfulness. Like, there's this little boy quality that he's still working out. But one of the things I like about Molly is that she's making a concerted effort to make this family dynamic work, like having the family meeting with the kids. I was like, this is appropriate. This is what you should do when you're blending a family.
Well,
I agree that this is what you should do, but like at some point you can't stop keep trying to put a
forcing it. She's
exactly.
forcing it.
She's trying
not
way
an
too
effort.
Hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit. We like have two completely different puzzles and we're trying to put the pieces together and they're just not working.
Yeah,
agreed.
It's like you gotta move on.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me, you guys, I started this 500 piece puzzle about a week ago. My birthday's Saturday. I'm trying to get it done before them. I'm almost done. So I'm excited. Oh yeah.
You're not a Taurus.
No, ma'am. I'm
Gemini.
A Gemini.
Whatever.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm
May 31st. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about
it.
But with Molly and Louise, one question that I just keep thinking about is how many times does a man, and I know this is a hard lesson for anybody to learn, but how many times has somebody got to show you or tell you they don't want you before you realize it? Because after he left from last season and they had been secretly married, I was just like, all right. So I don't, I'm rooting for him, but I'm actually not.
She
can do better.
Yeah, she can.
It's a book.
And how long was he gone?
It's called He's Just Not That Into You.
Yes. Yes.
She needs to read it.
Yeah.
She does. And she needs to take notes. I wonder if she's, you guys got to watch this stuff back. You go to the tell-all, what you have to, you should have a takeaway from your experience being documented so publicly, your whole relationship. So.
Yeah, but part of me, it feels like she was desperate to get married. I feel like she wanted that love story in the fairy tale the most. And even though she got, you know, she didn't actually have it because they secretly got married and they didn't have the wedding per se, but I feel like she wants to be like, hey, I'm married.
She does.
You know what I mean?
But my thing is, keep the same energy you had when he was acting up on you right before he left you.
Well,
keep that same energy. There's no reason he should be back in this house and you are playing Susie Homemaker and acting like everything is okay because it's not.
I agree with you.
I agree too. And the gag is, Molly's a little bit of a firecracker. She's got some of that same energy and we're going to talk about it in News and Gossip.
Yeah.
I can assure you of that.
Yep.
So brand new couple for me because I hadn't seen Happily Ever After. Paula, Paola, how do you?
Paola.
What, 30 years old.
Yeah. I really like her.
And Russ, 31. Yeah. Another couple, instantly, I was like, they're attractive. They have this infatuation. They want to kiss and da da da. Yeah. So, what did you guys think of them?
I think they're going to last. I love their relationship. He moved from Oklahoma to Miami for her. The only thing that, you don't agree?
Yeah,
the only thing.
You, that's love. When you move to Miami, when you move to anywhere in Florida, that's love. That's
especially
how you know he cares about her.
Especially with a hot girl that can have anyone. She can have anyone she wants.
But is she bold enough to make advantage of him?
No.
I feel like he's more in love with her.
He is.
Than she is.
He
with is. Him.
Okay, I can agree. He's with that.
Listen, she's like 5,000 times out of his league, but but she loves him. Do you know what I mean?
And he's handsome.
She left Columbia. I mean, he's decent.
Very decent.
I'm not saying
he's all right.
I'm not saying he's an attractive guy.
Yeah.
But she's like way more attractive than him.
Yeah.
And beautiful. So she left, you know, Columbia to go to Oklahoma. Don't forget they lived in Oklahoma
for a while.
And she had a lot of issues. She was depressed. She was like not feeling it. He was not working and she was not working. So they went through some hard times together.
For sure.
And I think through those times they grew together. So yeah, she went to Miami to pursue her dream. Good for her, because she said that from the beginning. And he followed her because, you know, that's your woman and she's hot and you love her. So you better go find a job and be with your woman in Miami because, you know, it's hot Miami.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm not mad at them. I like them actually a lot. And I hope that they continue to communicate.
Yeah. I think as long as they can find a way to communicate with each other, then they could be successful. I think the red flags that go off are when it comes down to this decision, career or marriage, because she's uncompromising in her career and in the boundaries. And then we've got the whole best friend Juan situation going on. So I don't know how that's going to play out for them.
I just think that he needs to be a little bit more secure in who he is.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's what's creeping out to me, is that he feels insecure about his beautiful wife. Like, if she's doing a job and she's professional, then she's professional and she's doing a job.
Right.
She leaves the job at the job and goes home to her husband.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. What? For me in a relationship, like, you can be on Instagram, you can take selfies, but there's a certain level, because you know the thirsties are out there. Don't be too like, she's so exposed to
she's
be
a
married. She's not a professional. She's just now starting a career.
Okay, but she wants to be
a professional. But how do you want to go about it? I mean, she looks scant.
She's going to get there anyway. So she's just hopping right into it.
I mean, are we having this argument right now? Like, let's look at all the people that have made it. Let's look at the Kim Kardashians and the Khloe Kardashians and all of them who have been scantily clad.
What do you have to say about that?
Have had sex videos when they started and now they're multimillionaires. So she has to start somewhere. They're all still professional.
I get that, but the difference here is she's coming from another country and she's marrying a man from maybe a small town. He's from Oklahoma and he's expressed that, I'm not comfortable with my wife doing this. He's not saying don't have a career and don't chase your dreams, but certain things we don't need. So Linda is starting to pull up her question face sign.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be able to hold her back.
Yeah. Listen.
We'll get more into them when we get down to predictions, and we'll go through and see what everybody
thinks. You can't be insecure and be in a marriage. You have to be secure in who you are.
But part of my security in knowing who I am is asserting myself and my belief and my expectation for my wife and my relationship. Yep. That ain't gonna work.
Okay, and I get that, but...
Wife being the operative word. Like, it's not a relationship. You're not dating. Like, there needs to be some type of compromise. I mean, I think she should sell it. Like, go do you, boo, make your career.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, in a relationship, I guess, you know,
you gotta take heed a little bit. I mean, I feel like he's so compromising. They're going to...
He moved to Miami for her.
Exactly. And you know what? I thought that maybe him moving and having that experience would be something that would draw them closer. Because they both moved away from family, but...
Okay, but he already took a pay cut. She's a major pay cut. He made sure to let us know that.
So now he needs to give her freedom to make her money.
She has to make her money. What if
she needs
not
to sell flat tummy
like
tea on her Instagram? He needs to be cool with that.
What if she stops posing like that and they stop
no
giving
income.
Her no income?
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Would it be different?
I don't know. I'm not answering that question right now. Okay, next up, the last couple that this rounds out, I guess, the cast for this season is a couple that a lot of people love to hate, half and half, but David, 47, and Annie, 25.
So David's actually 50 now,
is he 50?
And we'll talk about it in a bit.
Oh my God. So,
recently, like this week.
So what did you think? Because as soon as we saw them, I was like... It's Annie. And then I was like, it's David.
And
they're pawning jewelry.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I hate him so much. And I feel terrible for saying that, because, you know, my mom always says you never should say you hate anyone.
Right.
But, like, dude, you're 50. You got no job. You're pawning your wife's dowry jewelry that right. you didn't even pay for that we had on layaway all season.
And right. this is only so, 2 months after the right. wedding.
And meanwhile, you got your gold ching ching on. How come that's not hitting the right. pawn shop?
What's and then he going put the necklace back on like, we'll nothing. Keep this one. We'll keep this one.
I don't know. He has, I feel like, no sense. Even the whole lease agreement, when he was trying to explain that to her, yeah. I was just like, this is not pretty.
He's charging us $1,000 a month. It's crazy. And a $1,000 no, it's life.
Payment. Dude, you're 50 years old. Like, have you never lived anywhere ever?
Mm. Right.
And how many people? Yeah.
Zach's
like,
I've experienced life, sweetie. And if I'm way younger than you, then, like, right. that's problematic. Yeah. That's an issue.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many places can you live for $1,000?
And how about?
I mean, those are not places; those are like bedrooms yeah. that yeah. were once right. closets.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
For sure. So.
And he's only asking you for $1,000 to live in this firehouse.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
First of all, why not think? I have so many.
He's
questions.
Just so used to. You know, living for free. For free. Yeah.
And he's exactly. trying to get comfortable in that firehouse. He said that it was comfortable, quaint. No, it's not.
It's not at all.
You're trying and to make a home out of a firehouse.
Annie deserves so much more.
She really
I
does.
Really, really enjoy
she
it.
Does.
Yeah.
She deserves does. A good man. Yes. She deserves, like, you know, a good eyebrow wax. Like, yeah. there's so many things Annie deserves.
She does. She deserves 100%. All right, so that rounds out the couples. Zach is the best. Okay, you have the best thing. But let's move on because news and gossip is going to be a huge part of this after show, yep. let me mm-hmm. tell you. So we'll go ahead and get ready to jump into our news and gossip,
news
please.
News and gossip!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. So we'll, I guess, break it down. We each kind of have a yeah. couple. So yeah. Linda, go ahead and give us the
okay,
tea.
So let's start with David. So happy birthday, David. David recently this week, like I think May 21st, mm-hmm. Celebrated his 50th birthday. And him and Annie kind of did their little dinner thing and they posted on Instagram. Yeah. We have a really cute picture of it. If we can find it shortly. There they are.
Yay.
Happy 50th. So you got a 25-year-old and a 50-year-old, just saying. And it looks like her eyebrows are waxed, Zach. Look.
Yeah,
hello. Happy birthday to
just
you.
They're just still a little intense.
And then the next one, David posted something on his Facebook saying that they're expecting on Mother's Day. And oh. he was oh. actually not talking about Annie. He was talking about, remember the water buffalo that they purchased for the dowry?
Oh, yeah.
They purchased that water buffalo. Her name was Bunlet, and mm-hmm. she is pregnant.
The buffalo.
The buffalo.
I mean, yeah. On Mother's Day.
Yeah,
he's
on
so
Mother's
annoying.
Day. Isn't he annoying?
He's annoying.
I hate that. Yeah. He's like the grandpa that tries to be funny, that
exactly.
everyone's like, just stop making
it. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And then our next one that we have up that is some good juicy news and gossip. So here we see Annie again eating, and recently she was hospitalized. If we can pan over to the next photo. Oh, okay. There it is. She was hospitalized. They didn't know if it was a flu.
Is that a catheter? What is that?
You know, the
just
IV.
An IV.
Oh,
yeah.
IV. Okay. So there's been rumors that she's pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully yes. not.
She's kind of downplaying the rumor. She's yeah. just saying, oh, I'm fat. But the rumors are rampant and they're out there. So
I mean,
knows.
Maybe she just put on a little weight. Like, everyone needs to give her a break until she's ready.
No, I will say, when I saw them, I noticed that. I was like, she's eating good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but she did gain weight. And I wouldn't mind them having a baby. Somebody from these shows should be having.
How's the baby going to eat?
Yep.
We'll worry about that when we come
to And then
to
if
it.
We can flip back to the other photo. Here we see Annie and David attending the first Kentucky Derby.
How cute.
Derby. And you know what? I thought it was cute, but then I also thought, like, you're broke. Why are you at the Derby?
You have no
business. Why are you gambling?
Here.
Why are you dressed up? Like, you should be saving your pennies. Because did I not just see you at the pawn shop?
Right.
Just saying.
Maybe he thinks gambling's going to get him some bang.
Maybe. And then let's go to the video. Oh, we can go here. We can go here. Perfect. So this is Jacob. Do you guys remember him from 90 Day Fiancé? This is David's son.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So back in April, Jacob was shot by his friend.
Oh, God.
And this photo is showing his most recent recovery photo. But if we go over one, you'll see that it was really, really bad.
Oh, wow.
He had to have 3 surgeries. He still can't fully open his mouth, and he will always have bullet fragments that will remain in his face.
Wow.
His friend they don't know if it was intentional or was by accident, but they're really going after him as an adult. And yeah, this all happened in Saratoga Woods in Jefferson.
Do you know how old Jacob is?
I don't, but I think
he was 16.
Yeah, 16 or 17 by now.
Young.
Yeah,
he's
young.
How do you not know if it was intentional or an accident?
Well, so what they're saying is that the story is unclear right now. So they're saying that he was playing with the gun, but they don't know if there was intent to shoot or if he was it accidentally went off.
Yeah.
But they are going after him with the full extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So get better, Jacob. Glad to see that you're looking and must be feeling much better than the photo that we see here. And then I want to talk a little bit about Chris. Or we can talk about Brittany. What do you want?
Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
Let's go to the Chris video. So Chris, as we all know, is David's sugar daddy, best friend, right? Sponsor, life support, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But Chris is having his own issues. Chris has some major legal issues, and he's fighting with the city attorney out there in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's play the video a little bit.
A conviction which was upheld in the courts of this county, and therefore, he's obviously free to speak in the manner that he wants, but my office and my prosecutors, the women in my office, will not be intimidated by the speech of Mr. Thieneman. He is a sexual predator. He was convicted of trying to strangle his then girlfriend, and the women in this community should be wary and be prepared to not come in contact.
Basically, he's in a war with the city about being a sexual predator, about being a wife beater, woman beater.
Yeah.
And it's serious business because basically they're saying that he has already been convicted and that conviction has been upheld with the superior courts. And Chris is basically saying, no, this is a lie and it's slander. But
he's still
he's
married.
He's still married. Okay. He has two kids. So he's a young toddler.
This happened before he got married to his now wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which we think. That's but really the thing is, it doesn't say. You know who?
Right.
His, because he said his then girlfriend.
Exactly.
So it could be anything.
Very ambiguous.
Wow. Very ambiguous, and it's very, very scary. And you know, we'll see. I think that's going to unfold and unflesh itself, and we'll keep you guys posted. And our last one, I just wanted to show you guys. They had a family dinner, David and Annie, and all of his other children and nephews and nieces. And it looks to me like they're having a good time.
Right, getting along.
And you know, the daughter was not a fan of Annie, so I was happy to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also wanted to say congratulations to Brittany because she just had a baby boy in April. So congratulations.
Oh.
And that last one, I just was a fun one.
Yeah.
If you go back one, the last one was, that is David's Instagram. Annie has over 20,000 followers. She lists herself as an actor, singer, and reality star. And David has 1,700 followers.
Which is appropriate.
For his audience.
So that's the news and gossip on David and Annie.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. So much dirt. And moving right along into my couple, which is going to be Molly and Louise. So here's the thing, you guys. I don't know. It's not really a spoiler alert because we'll get to watch all of this kind of unpack. But it's been reported that Molly and Louise have called it quits after 6 months of marriage. So this season for them, Happily Ever After, is really going to unpack their experience leading up to that. You'll notice when they had that argument or when he came back and they had the conversation with the girls, InStyle had reported that it was some kind of argument that affected the kids in a way that, you know, just they could not come back from. So if you can go to the next picture, I think we've got the picture of course, her and her girls, which is beautiful. I love them. They're such a nice family. And I really like the fact that Molly is choosing, it looks like, her children over her husband. So remember, Olivia has said, I don't know if he meant his apology to her and Kinsley or not, and that he wanted him to step up because Kinsley, like, needs a stepdad, that whole thing. So the what's on the streets is that it came out of that experience. Things took an ugly turn because Louise has accused Molly of domestic violence. Interestingly, enough. Yeah. So we'll see that in the season, because in the trailer, if you remember, it showed like her, she had pushed him onto the bed, telling him not to call 911. And then the whole thing about the person that he is isn't the person she thought. Yeah. Now she doesn't feel comfortable in her own home. So we'll see that. You can go to the next picture. You'll see she's living her best life. I'm hoping Molly does.
I love
go
that.
Ahead, Molly. I'm not mad at you.
I can't see the caption from here, but she went and got a tattoo, and the sentiment behind it is like, tattoos last forever, but suckers don't. Like something to that extent, like on to the next one, she's done with him. Just really quickly, according to those divorce documents, they tied the knot July 20th of 2017, and then they officially separated January 5th of 2018. Of course, he was down there with her. Is it Georgia?
Yeah, yeah.
In Georgia. He was in Georgia, but he has since relocated to Jersey. You can go ahead and we'll see Luis. He's kicking it with his brothers, his family. They're at like a baseball game. He now lives in New Jersey. I also was reading an article that said before, I guess, coming into this season, he was mad about the production because they wouldn't pay him to be on the season before he ended up moving from Georgia to Jersey. And so with his Instagram, he had put out just about like, oh, I can't really talk too much because she's trying to divorce me, but after it, like, I'm gonna spill the dirt, I'm gonna give y'all the tea in his language, because y'all know it's a bit broken down. Yeah. But I'm really interested to see where we go from here with them, and it's always good to kind of unpack that experience, like a flash forward, and then we can see what led up to that. But that's my news and gossip on Molly and Luis. Yeah,
my turn. So we have George and Anfisa. Say that right?
Yeah.
So he was in a recent interview and set the record straight about Anfisa's rumored past. Now, if you watch the season 2 tell-all, he basically implied that she worked in the sex industry. He didn't say exactly what. You know, some people said she was a porn star, stripper. You know, nobody really knew. But this is what he had to say about it. Quote, "At the time, I was really mad at her, and I just wanted to hurt her image." Mm-hmm. We don't know much more about that situation other than the fact that he lied on her, which, I mean, clearly ruins her image. But most people automatically believed it because of the way she looked and because of the way she acted.
That, and there was a video, a still of a supposed web video that was went circulated all around, and she was not clothed.
But he's denying it all now.
Yeah, but I think he's lying.
I think he's lying too.
I'll save it for predictions.
He said it out of anger, but he meant it. That's what I'm sticking to. We have another picture. You can go to the next one. So this is what I think is going to happen. I think that split is going to happen right on that screen. George is rumored to have a baby and paternity scandal this season. We're going to see it all play out. Obviously, not Anfisa's baby.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see more of that as it goes on. I wonder who it could be by, honestly.
I know.
I have no idea. I mean, she's so hot. Who would you to other than Anfisa?
I bet you the girl's going to be hot, too, because how he gets his women is through saying he has money. I bet you.
Yeah. But does that game work in the U.S.?
That's
why he went.
Look, we got no gold diggers here in the U.S.
Yeah, it works here. Go to dinner in Beverly Hills and you'll see.
Okay.
And then you can go to the next picture. The status of their relationship is pretty much up in the air. We saw that from the first season. Yeah. We knew that since season 2. But just 4 days ago, Anfisa posted this picture with her husband and captioned it, "Happy wife, happy life." So we're really just left to make our own assumptions.
Yeah. They're playing with us.
They are playing the game.
Yeah.
They're playing the game.
So we'll see. I think they just want views. That's probably an old picture.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm excited to see. I mean, it's going to be a good season.
It is.
Yeah.
So those are the couples for today with news and gossip. We'll try to pinpoint the main couples and get the information as it comes.
Yeah.
But like I said, a big part of this program and this type of television is the news and gossip and that comes out of it.
And there's so much.
It's so juicy.
And it's all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's 6 couples, but they're fueling the rumorville like 24/7.
Spiraling.
Yeah, they are.
I'm excited. But one thing we'll also do coming out of all the rumor mill and the rumor report, we'll start a new segment called Illegally Bound.
I love it.
Where we're going to perfect. That's yeah. We're going to look at kind of some of the laws and the questions that come out of this with the prenups, the postnups. Can you get divorced? The green card, the visa. So, Linda, let us know what you have to
say. Okay, so we left off with the K-1 visa. Mm-hmm. And we all know that the K-1 visa only lasts 90 days, right? You have to get married. So they get married. And after the 90-day visa, the marriage, the immigrant spouse, so the one that came here, has to apply for a green card using a process called adjustments of status. And the adjustment of status involves filing at the USCIS office, which is the immigration office, a form that's called the Form 1-485, which is that application to register and change your K-1 visa over to a permanent resident card.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you guys? So you have this K-1 visa, you're going to give it back, and we're going to say you're a permanent resident to adjust your status. Then another document that's important that has to get filed at the same time is called the I-864, which is so interesting to me. It's the financial capability to make sure that the U.S. citizen spouse has the financial capability to support his or her spouse so that they don't go on government assistance. Funny.
What's to me? It looks like they all need to be
right.
Yeah. Danny, so, I mean David and Annie.
David, Annie. How about even Azan and Nicole?
Yeah.
Let's even look at
Pedro.
Yeah, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pedro gonna need some help sending those TVs.
Yeah.
And then the last form that's important that we will get into as we move on in this season is the form I-765. That is if the applicant, which is the immigrant spouse, would like to have a work permit and work in the U.S.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see, because in some of the couples we see, Pedro does have a job.
Right.
He works in construction. Some of them don't. I know, I believe it was Nicole who was saying she was waiting on papers for his son so that he would be able to work.
Yep.
So I'm interested to see this bit of the process. Mm-hmm. And I was really fascinated when George went to meet with his attorneys.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like, well, if you do this, then this. And I'm like, oh my God, everything is a catch-22.
Yeah. And how is this going to affect David and Annie? Because if you think about it, Chris has now cut them off.
Yeah.
Right? He has no job and no money. And yet, on these forms, you have to be able
What are you putting down?
Not just that. How are you going to provide once you really have no money? You can't go and get financial support from the government. Because they already said, hey, see this form here? You filled it out. You said you had the means.
So this is all you get.
This is all. Well, you don't get anything.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. This is it.
You get love. And love is everything, you guys.
Love is not enough.
Priceless.
No, right.
But I do want to know exactly what you guys think will happen, how this will affect all of them. So let's jump into predictions.
Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so with predictions, we do have our handy dandy fans. So we'll keep that consistent here. Yep. Of course, we'll give a maybe with our maybe faces if we're not too sure. And then a solid yes, a solid no.
And Zach, since you don't have a maybe face, you can just do a real face.
A live maybe face.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So predictions, what do you want to start with?
Let's start with Molly.
Okay.
Your favorite couple, Molly and Louise.
My favorite couple. So it's been reported that they are divorced or they're in that process. Do you guys think they'll actually divorce? I say yes. Linda's giving a yes.
During the season, I couldn't say this because she was just so obsessed with Luis.
Yeah.
But now I can finally say she's putting her children first. So.
Yeah.
Go Molly.
And it's about time.
Yes.
She is really, I'm impressed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's yeses all across the board. And I think that's it. I mean, when a woman's fed up, she's fed up. And I think for Molly, it's been such a process and an ongoing thing to where she's not going to take just whatever you give her anymore.
Right.
And good for her, because she shouldn't have to. It was Luis who needed the papers to get a job because he's not working.
He's not working.
Yeah, so he can't work there.
And if she divorces him, it's over.
Right, because does that mean immediate like deportation or
do you have time? Like, how much? Yeah,
it's not immediate deportation, but you have to run the risk of the green card not being renewed. Like so you only get the. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it because it's quite the process. But he's in serious. If they get divorced, he's in serious risk of not staying in the U.S.
Mm. Okay, got you. So I want to ask a question. We'll go next to George and Anfisa.
Okay.
First question for them, because there's this theme of love when it comes to these couples, and he was just saying how he was in love with her. And do you guys think that he ever really loved her or was in love with her at any point?
No. I don't think he was ever in love with her.
No, Alex, yes. I'm going to go with no, and Linda's on the fence with the maybe. Okay, let's hear it, Alex.
Maybe he was obsessed with, like, the idea of her and her body. I think that's
what
he
meant. Wait, because she's saying yes. Do you think that he was in love or not?
I'm going to stick to it. I think he's in love. I just think she wasn't. I think she wanted the money, and he really loved her, and it hurt him.
Well, I said no. I think he
loved her like
a
blow-up doll. Okay. Let's be real.
Really?
That's it. He wanted a real-life blow-up doll.
It was a trophy. Yeah, it was a trophy wife. It wasn't for love.
Are you saying from the very beginning?
From the beginning. He had said, you know, I went after her
because she was sexy. Pretty girl from Russia. Yeah.
Okay.
What has you on the fence?
I feel like...
You want to agree with me?
No, okay, here's what I think. I think that he was so happy to get this girl. He's another one of these guys that this girl is out of his league. Sorry, I'm just going to keep it real. Yeah. And she showed him the affection that he needed. And so that part I think is real. I think that he was like, oh, you know, she loves me and I love her. But I also know that he knew that she loved him because... he presented himself as a wealthy person.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why I'm saying maybe.
Maybe.
Because I think he knew what he was getting into, and then he caught some feelings, and then when the well ran dry and she ran away, he was pissed. All. That's it. Now he's angry.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so looking at Chantel and Pedro, so they've actually been married a year and 9 months.
So which is pretty damn good for
them. It's so consistent. I mean, that's for people in America. Yeah. I mean, to be wed that long. So do we think that they will make it?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yes.
So we're split half and half. Linda and I are going with yes.
Zach, why do you think they're not going to make it?
I don't think he's ever going to prioritize her. His family's always going to come first. His mom's always going to come first. And she's not. And I think she's going to get fed up with that.
Well, let me say, I agree with that. But I don't think that she'll get fed up with it. That's how she got her man. That's how she's going to keep... I don't think it'll get to a point where she's going to be like, nope, I'm not dealing with
this
anymore.
Then she has some real low self-respect.
Yeah, like the sister and the mom are calling him, talking mess about her while she... They forget that she speaks Spanish.
Right.
She understands. Not fluently, but she understands.
Yeah.
How long can you take that?
She's doing her Google Translate.
And I didn't like that he didn't stick up for her not once.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not once. That's not a good sign. But
I don't think she is. I think she's satisfied with her man. He's attractive. She's married. I mean, I think they're going to make it work. It's been a year and 9 months.
Yeah. And they've been through so much already that I think they're just going to stick it out.
Yeah.
I think she at least is going to stick it out.
I do too.
I do think they're going to have a lot of drama this season though. And I think that there are some secrets that are going to be revealed about who he actually is and his history, that it's not going to be very pleasant.
Well, what makes you think that? Because you keep saying his history. Do you know something?
Well, the trailer just showed that they're going to dig into it a bit. We can't give you all the dirt.
Okay, yeah. There's some dirt back there.
You're going to get it. You wanted the dirt, you'll get the dirt.
The trailer alone, her family is hiring a private investigator.
True.
You don't hire a private investigator if you know you don't think there's something to investigate.
Who's wasting that
there's fire.
Do you think any couples will have children? Give me your flag.
At this rate,
Chantel and Pedro, maybe? I want a couple on this series to have a child. I think that's an important part
of
the experience.
There is a couple
that
was on last season, Happily Ever After, that is on their second baby, which is really nice to hear.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I had said yes. Did you say no?
I'm saying no. Not with these six couples.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's ask about Nicole and Azam because we haven't seen him yet. So, straight off the bat with the cliffhanger, do you guys think he gets his visa?
Hell no. Oops.
We'll see. You don't think it? I'm going to say yes because they're on the show.
I have a feeling she's going to end up taking May back to Morocco.
That's the rumor in the streets. Yeah. The rumor in the streets is that she's going to Morocco.
And Zach, you said no.
I said no. I agree. I think she's going back to Morocco. I think she needs... This is another one. Girl, he's just not that into you.
He's not into you at all, period. At all. End stop. Full stop. End of story.
And then
that's
his interview process was over 6 hours. That can't be a good sign.
Because it wasn't. It wasn't over 6 hours. He was just not calling
playing
her.
Around.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
you
right.
knew. You came in and they were like, no.
He never shows up. Whenever he's supposed to be there, he never shows up.
Mm-hmm. Or they have to show pictures. Show us a picture of you and your girl.
Yeah.
He probably didn't have like any pictures.
Listen, that guy.
He never wanted to be next to her.
I mean, we didn't do news and gossip for Nicole and Azan, and we'll probably do it next week. You know, there is another girl involved. I'll say
that. Oh, my gosh. Yes, there's so much dirt to unpack with them.
Yeah, there's another girl
involved. Okay, so we'll definitely have them on the docket next week.
Yep.
So, Paula and Russ, and looking at their relationship, I know you guys have clearly expressed that you're rooting for them. You think they're a good, solid couple. Do you think that he'll be turned off by his experience in Colombia when he meets the family and then has to deal with Juan? Mm-mm. Y'all are all saying no. I'm going to say maybe.
Nope.
Why? Because he's expressed that that's a concern for him.
Listen, he loves the fact that he's married to this hot chick. Yeah. And that's it. That's all. And he's going to hold on his for dear life all day, every day. That's it.
I guess. All right, David and Annie, do you think she's pregnant?
You guys make me believe she is. I'm just going to say, I don't know. Maybe she just put on weight.
You said yes?
Yeah.
And I said maybe. You said?
I say maybe.
Okay,
I'm leaning more towards no, but I'm saying maybe.
Maybe.
There is like a 2% chance.
Yeah.
And is Annie good in that, eating that good off of no budget?
American food, right.
There's no money.
She's gained some weight. She has. And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Maybe she's just in love and she's comfortable and happy.
You fall in love, you gain
Daddy's
weight.
Daddy's taking care of her.
Oh, my God.
Zach, that's super funny.
We'll see. Are there any last questions that you guys have or want to go and ask for, as far as our predictions are concerned? Anything left unanswered from this episode? I feel like they gave us a great start.
Yeah,
a lot of it was, like I said, catching up. So that appeal of it was kind of like, oh, okay, like let me stick this out.
Yeah.
But then it's nice to get back familiar with the faces and the relationships, because next week we know it only gets more and more explosive as the season progresses.
Yeah, I think it was good to lay the foundation because we were on break for so long that remind us what we went through last season and who the couples were and what their issues were. So I really like that about it. I do think that these episodes are marathons.
Yeah.
Like they just go on
an
and on
and on
and on and on and on. And on, and on. And I'm just like, well, I'm watching movies.
Yeah.
Not only is it drama on the TV, but like the time is like movie time.
Yeah. They never stop, but it's like high quality reality.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
tell you, TLC, WeTV, A&E, they do such a good job of like their content, reality television, and that human like appeal, that human experience that just bleeds throughout.
It's true, so,
that's why they have me sucked all the way in.
And so many fans.
Fiance, Happily Ever After, Tell All That. Okay, TLC, you got all my time.
We're here. Well, I'm excited, and we'll, you know, see as the season progresses. I think this is a good place to put a pin in it for today. We'll come back next week with even more news and gossip. We'll see what episode 2 is giving, and Stacey will be back on the panel. Until then, I am Keith Andre. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Keith_Andre.
Hi guys, Linda and Twi, all across social media. I can't even say that anymore. I'm super excited. All across social media, Linda is so girly. Hit me up with any predictions, any news and gossip you hear. We can share it on the show. And let's keep the conversation going. And if you really, really like this show and we appreciate your viewers, make sure you're liking and subscribing. Like, subscribe. Yeah. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you just leave a 5-star and a comment that we love 90 Day Fiancé. Happily Ever After.
What's up, guys? You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. Yeah, we're excited for the season to play out, really.
I'm Zach Peter. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Follow me at Just Plain Zach with a K.
Perfect. Zach, you were a great addition. Until next week, we'll be back Wednesday, 7 p.m. and join us in the live chat. Later, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.